This is Video Store Clerks. All movies, all the time. Welcome to the store.
Yep.
We switch nights just to fuck with you. Welcome to Video Store Clerks. We are your clerks. I'm Dave.
Jed.
Chuck.
Andrew.
And we are here to talk all movies, all TV, all the time, because we're in a video store. Nobody goes to the video store anymore, so we don't have anything else better to do, so we decided to do a podcast and share it with the world, because that's the kind of guys we are.
Yeah, we somehow don't get paid, but we still show up at the store.
Yeah, we're still here.
We love it that much.
I haven't got a paycheck in 15 years. What's a paycheck?
We've all resorted to cannibalism, and we've been reading from this book called The Necronomicon Ex Mortis.
There we go.
Roughly translated, The Book of the Dead.
And with the main character with the highest pain tolerance of any character in movie history, Ash Williams.
Yeah, really.
Let's talk about the Evil Dead movies.
Let's.
Oh my God! We're all itching. My nipples are hard. Who wants to start?
I'll start.
All right.
So basically, when I stumbled across Evil Dead, it was, you know, back in the good old days on USA when they were doing the Up All Night stuff, and then I stumbled across Evil Dead 2, and I'm like, what craziness? Crazy insanity is this? Like, it was literally the part where he's smashing plates over his head and he's just like laughing hysterically. I'm like, it's the Three Stooges meets a horror movie? What? I need to watch this. And so right. I eventually watched the whole thing all the way through. I'm like, are there any more of these movies? And someone's like, oh, that's the sequel, but that's technically the remake. Like, what?
Wait, what?
Yeah, really. Got a little confusion there.
Yeah, like I went back and I watched the first movie. I liked it. I don't know, just something about the second movie, just it really sticks with you.
I think I saw them all in reverse. I think I saw Army of Darkness first because I rented it from the video store. Because it had like box cover art. You remember how he was standing there? It was almost
like Star Wars. It was a spoof off of Star Wars.
Yeah.
They used to do movie posters like that. They used to look good. Now they're just like people's faces.
Oh, yeah, it's the Disney model, everyone's face on the cover, and I'm like, this is kind of dumb.
They don't take the time to make a good poster anymore.
Yeah, they used
except
to
for indie movies. Like actual artists. That's not true. Indie movies still do it.
Mm-hmm. So I saw it, because I remember the video store had that big banner for Evil Dead 2 with the skull and the eyeballs looking at you. I was like, ooh, what's that?
Yeah.
Well, that's the one for the first one. Then I think I finally rented the first one later.
Nice.
And the part where she gets dragged out into the woods,
gets raped by a tree.
Sold.
Talk about getting some wood.
Canceled.
I still like good old reliable Jake. He's just like, I want to fix your car for you.
Sorry.
I have a really good memory and can literally summon things up at will sometimes.
Oh, no, I get that. No, it's actually kind of funny that you were talking about the Army of Darkness poster and all that stuff, like, because there was an Army of Darkness poster hanging up at a place called Movie Warehouse in the town that I grew up in. And it was always there above, like, the $5, like, movie bin and shit like that. Like, oh, those movies are up for sale. It was always right there, and I didn't see it for years. But remember that poster is what made me want to see it, because I saw Evil Dead on, I think it was USA Up All Night. And I was like, this looks really fucking familiar, but I couldn't think of it is what it is. And then after watching that and watching Evil Dead 2, and then I found out that Army of Darkness was the third of that. And I was like, oh, this makes perfect sense now. It all came back full circle and became a favorite.
And it's just like, the amazing thing is behind those movies is all the lore they built up for just those movies is just insane. Like, they had comic books, video games.
Yeah.
There's the TV show, which I missed so much. It was such a good show.
Like, what, 20 years later, but yeah, uh-huh. The TV show that came way overdue.
Yeah. Better late than never, though.
And it was so good. And exactly. That's exactly what would have happened with that character. Back working at the store, in a trailer park, got high, and
yeah.
That's exactly what would have happened.
Look, it cracks my shit up that Ash is the one that causes it all to come back.
Well, yeah, because that's totally what would happen.
It makes sense. It does. And then the whole scene, because I actually restarted watching Ash vs. Evil Dead. And watching that scene where he's all fucked up and he's like, hey, and he starts reading it. I'm just like, oh my God. It would be such an Ash move though. Like it's all over and done with. This stuff isn't going to happen again.
Yeah. He takes the girl home at last call from the bar. And it's like, hey baby, watch this. That's exactly what would have happened. I told
you. And who hasn't been in a situation like that, honestly?
I actually just watched all three of them today.
Again, oh, nice.
I guess nice. Evil Dead, I was like, that doesn't sound like a bad time.
Right?
Just mainlined all of them.
Well, the second one's even funny whenever she's showing him the book and like you see like the picture of him standing there with like the chainsaw arm.
Yeah.
He was the guy that fell from the air to take care of all the deadites, and he's like, he didn't do a very good job, did he? It's like he's talking shit about himself and don't even realize it.
Yeah.
Like, that's great. The greatest shit ever.
I just love the third movie because I'm, again, a big Monty Python fan. So it's like Monty Python meets the fucking Three Stooges and, like, right. Evil Dead. Brilliant.
I'll never have a movie like that again.
No.
Oh, no. No.
Even the first one was, like, low budget, but, like, all the claymation shit was dope. Like, it was all done really well.
Oh, yeah.
Like, all the practical effects.
Yeah.
That was a huge homage to the guy who perfected that stuff that did the original Clash of the Titans and Jason and the Argonauts. Can't remember his fucking name now.
Never stood still.
Harry Hallhausen. That's right. Who passed away a few years ago, actually.
And yeah, the video games and the show. It's well, I guess it's not so hard to believe. But I mean, how long is that? Over 40 years?
People keep on like begging him to come back, and I understand that he's done with the role because there's not much more you can do.
Oh, God, yeah, not really. I mean, I don't blame him either.
That's why I like that. What was that shit? Black Friday.
Just cause
it was a zombie type movie, but he didn't play no badass. He was just a fucking dude.
Yeah, yeah. That movie's underrated. That's a good one.
That's why like a lot of people didn't like it, because they were just looking for that Ash role, but he's more than just that. Like, he does a lot of different shit.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
he was in Burn Notice for how many years? Burn Notice went on for how long? Of course he does more than that.
He said he didn't have to really do too much acting in that movie, because it's pretty much him. In that show, yeah.
I can see that.
Makes perfect sense. I mean, when it comes down to the Evil Dead, like, franchise... There really is no other franchise or anything like that can touch this. It's I've never heard a true horror fan say they didn't like this movie.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like it doesn't matter which one it is either. You know what I mean? As long as the remake's not your favorite of the franchise. I like the remake a lot. Reboot, I guess. I liked it a lot. I thought it was really cool. But I mean, I wouldn't say it's my favorite, but yeah, like I've never heard anybody say anything bad. That's a horror fan about these fucking movies. They all have their special places in all of our fucked up hearts, you know. Like, the characters are good, the story is great, they're funny as shit too, and gory.
Yeah,
and they kind of have. I mean, just they have a little bit of everything you want, just about. And of course, when you get Ash doing his shit, and that kind of always is the bonus.
Oh, well, it's just the fact that the director and like Bruce Campbell became such good friends because they were like buddies in college, and they're just like, "Hey, I got this idea. It started out as a college film," and that's why the first movie is so low budget, because they're just like, "Well, I don't know if this is gonna work."
Right.
What's so funny?
Clogging the sink.
Wait, what?
Me. Woo!
That'll help.
Have you read all Bruce's books?
No,
I've got two of them.
Yeah,
I've read some of them.
And it's got like the Evil Dead comic book that just came out, like the 40th anniversary edition.
Oh, nice.
It's pretty dope. Dave lost it. We lost Dave.
What are you doing? This show. I hope everybody's having as good a time as me.
I mean,
we are. I'm just really tired. I fucking woke up at 3:30 in the goddamn morning.
That sounds terrible. I understand. I think that's the time I usually lay down.
It's good old fucking Starbucks.
You're getting up, but we all go to bed.
Yeah, I go to bed at like 4:30, 5 o'clock. I have to wake up at 6, get my kid on the bus.
No.
I'm awake when you go to bed.
Oh, yeah, dude. I can't sleep at night.
I mean, I can't.
I said Andrew's already ready to go to work and showered and shit before we go to sleep.
No, I'm not. Really. I'm like, I have to do this shit again. I'm not. I'm looking forward to getting paid tomorrow. That's pretty much it.
It's always nice.
Yeah.
Maybe
I'll get paid tomorrow. That's okay, because we're probably going to get going here on these Evil Dead movies, and I'm not going to pay attention at the time.
Yeah, right. This is true.
We kind of touched base a little bit about what we think of the new one coming out before you got on, Chuck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like my opinion on that one, man. I thought it was really good. And a lot of people bitched about it. A lot of people weren't. they wanted Ash to be in it. And when Ash wasn't in it, everybody was like, oh, it's going to suck. But I walked out of that theater like completely happy as fuck.
Now, we were talking about the new one coming out next year.
The Evil Dead Rise.
Yeah, I was confused. Like, I thought I went through this.
There's only been posters, I think, so far.
They said it'll be on HBO Max later this year.
Yeah. So
okay.
I'm not gonna know till you see it.
Pretty much.
I heard about it, but I didn't really know that it was a for sure thing yet.
It's been a for sure thing for about a year or two.
What?
It finally got the R rating this week.
Ah, yeah. I don't think it could have any other rating.
It wouldn't be true.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
I wasn't sure if I was in the minority with liking the remake. Because I liked it, too. I thought that was the best way to go. Because you're not going to repeat, like, the charm and everything that the originals had. So you better go in that direction. And I think they were right for going in the direction they went.
See, I was a little different, too. Because it's almost like she was going through withdrawal so bad that maybe she just fucking imagined everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was a smart way to go. Because it would be like trying to remake Gremlins or something. Like, you're not going to be able to do that again. So
right, just remember, Gremlins,
it's going to be forced.
Just remember, Gremlins was made by George Lucas.
What? It was?
Yeah.
Why'd it get all quiet?
I had no idea. I guess people are just trying to think about like the man that did Star Wars did fucking Gremlins.
Oh, it's like you said a dirty word or something.
Yeah, I know. George Lucas. Okay, to be fair, there's a movie that I'm not sure if a lot of people have, if they haven't seen it, they should. But it's unlike any other movie that he's done. It's an R-rated movie. It's a THX 1138.
That movie's fucked up.
I never seen that. I know what you're talking about, though.
That's George Lucas, and that's I love that movie. I will defend that movie to death. So, like, George Lucas actually, when he has a good script, can write a damn good movie.
Oh yeah.
Unfortunately, it's like maybe three, but
yeah.
Wasn't that like one of his first movies too?
Yeah, it was a college project that he turned into a movie, much like Evil Dead.
I missed the whole conversation.
You're right. Is
that what you were talking about?
I don't know. We were talking about how George Lucas can actually write a good movie if he actually has a good script.
Yeah, definitely.
And THX 1138 was his first movie, ever.
It was THX. So you're making fun of me, and the whole time I was right.
And then he did American Graffiti. For better or worse, that movie put him on the map.
Oh yeah, that's a classic. I'm not really a huge fan of it, but.
Yeah, again, like, you can't deny the fact that how much star power is in that movie.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until
like you covered up the camera like me.
Well, I'm still listening.
Censored.
Don't try this at home, kids, unless you're at least 18.
Chucky's one of them like blurry faces, like he's like,
you know, because look,
testing
look
to some gangster shit, and he doesn't want to be known.
Every time you do that, we'll get a viewer. We're up to three now.
Oh yeah.
Oh, wait, yeah. We're getting more viewers? Sweet. Okay.
Smoke more. Every time he hits it, we get a viewer. I swear to God. You lost one. Good stuff.
Smoke.
Okay, goes back smoke. Off the tree again. This is what we're going to do for now.
Whenever we're about to lose viewers, okay, take a toke.
I'm going to be fucking stoned, sir.
It was great.
Shoo. I'm already losing my voice as it is.
Don't die.
What the fuck are these guys doing?
Chuck swallowed some souls.
What?
I'm swallowing a soul. I'm swallowing a soul.
I'm not swallowing nothing but Mountain Dew, all right? That's all I'm.
Look, we're up to four.
Are you serious?
We're just gonna say anything. Chuck would just talk, and the viewer rating would just go up.
That's probably why I keep breaking the chair, because I keep squirming in this fucking thing because I can't sit still.
Well, shall we continue this conversation about Evil Dead?
Yes. Let's.
Okay. Let's do that. Let's do that.
If you're listening, all right. The first time, we get sidetracked a lot.
A lot.
So all right.
The store.
We got a like on Facebook.
Hey.
Eric Linden.
Oh, it's a friend of mine.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that. I'm spreading the word. I'm doing God's work over here. since the first Evil Dead and the second Evil Dead, so the second Evil Dead is supposed to be a remake of the first one. Which one do you all prefer? Which one do you prefer, the original or number two?
Number two.
Yeah, I don't know. The second movie just has enough slapstick, because I'm a huge Three Stooges fan. So when they combined the Three Stooges in a horror movie, I'm like, this is the fucking greatest thing ever.
See, for me, I think the comedy is part two kind of built the character to what it is today.
Yeah.
But after watching the original one today, like, it's a dope ass fucking early horror movie.
No, it really is. There's some shit.
That's how he would really be. Like, he was freaked the fuck out. And if I was in the fucking cabin and some shit was going down, I'd probably piss my pants.
Yeah, the stuff that goes on in the first movie, you're like, they couldn't do this today. They couldn't replicate that.
No way.
Not at all.
I think, honestly, because I used to be like Evil Dead 2 all the way, and then I watched, like, I had a whole marathon like a couple of years ago, and I was like, you know, I think I might actually like the original better than number two. Although, right. I like them both. There's things... from both films that honestly they just mixed them all together. That'd be really cool if they just do an edit somewhere. Somebody should edit some stuff together,
right? You know? I mean, if you think about it, the first and second movie, they kind of do have some scenes that they have in the first movie and the second movie. They just kind of like recut them.
Ash turned into like the badass in the second one.
Exactly. Like that's a whole great fucking scene. Like, it's weird. Like, there's so much more that goes on in Evil Dead 2, and maybe that's why I prefer, like, I kind of just prefer them in the order, is that it's a little bit more simple and kind of straightforward, and then it gets into a whole bunch of, like, stuff on top of all of the stuff you've already gathered. Like, I don't know. But, I mean, I love them both. But everybody has their fucking preferences. I think because Evil Dead 1 also seems more of a horror nature than
Right.
Yeah.
And it's Evil Dead,
like Evil Dead 2 kind of invented like the horror comedy type shit.
The slapstick slashers.
Yeah.
Especially when he's smashing plates over his head and laughing hysterically. My favorite part of that whole movie.
The only movie that maybe came out before that would maybe be Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein.
Oh yeah, that's
maybe came out before that. I can't think of anything in between.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, there has been, but
yeah, but I
haven't Costello movies.
Yeah, but nothing that iconic or like quotable. Because like I was watching the behind the scenes of Evil Dead 2 and Bruce Campbell actually was smashing plates over his head.
You ever had a plate smashed over your head before, Andrew?
It's not fun.
No, it's not. It's not.
Okay, fun fact, I did backyard wrestling like an idiot with my friends
No, I was talking about relationships, but...
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry.
I'm just messing with you. Just if you've had a plate on your head, and that you used to do backyard wrestling too, that's awesome. I used to do shit. Yeah.
You know, dumb, stupid shit when you're young.
Oh, yeah. A lot of blood, a lot of stupidity. A lot of people hurting.
They're somewhere.
Some genius decided, like, hey, let's get hit by light tubes, like freaking like fluorescent light tubes. And he didn't think that was gonna hurt. I'm like, how do you not know it's gonna hurt? Fucking science dictates that this is gonna suck if you get hit by this thing.
They don't hurt that bad as long as like don't get hit in the head with one of them.
Well, his dumbass, yeah. Yeah,
hell, we used to do the whole thing with the barbed wire bats, except we would have like bamboo sticks and barbed wire wrapped around them. And if whoever was planning on getting like tapped by the fucking barbed wire would usually start off with a jacket.
It definitely didn't get that far. It got to light tubes and broken glass and tables. That's
I played it a couple times. Well, the scars up here.
Yeah, it's a fun game.
Because I have like dents in my fucking head.
I've had a lot of trash cans hit over, like over my head. That's for sure.
Oh yeah, trash cans.
Those metal trash cans were great. Worth
all the chairs.
And cookie sheets were the best. They were like 50 cents at the dollar store.
That's why you see them all in like indie promotions because they're fucking like you said cheap as shit.
And if you did some shit like around Halloween, those styrofoam tombstones.
Yeah.
Anything that made a cool noise, like the light tubes.
They made a big pop. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, the light tubes just hurt after like they exploded. People didn't realize that. And I'm just like trying to tell people, I'm like, you're not going to have fun doing this.
You remember those things?
For the people.
Do you remember those little stick things that like, when you go upside, you turn upside down, it makes like a weird like noise. You know, whatever. Yeah. You ever been hit by one of those?
No.
It's kind of funny, and you can't get mad when it hits you.
Oh! There's tubes where it's like. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So like when you get hit in the head with one, it just goes. It's like kind of hard to. It's kind of hard to keep a straight face.
Character. Yeah, completely break character. Yeah.
Oh, good time.
Yeah, because we're talking about Evil Dead. Yep.
Yeah. Great people. Yep. Yeah.
But
if you're listening for the first time, we get sidetracked a lot.
Yeah. It's
number one. We cleared the room. No more backyard wrestling talk.
Come on, people. It's classic. But Evil Dead 1, it basically goes as horror movie, Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, slapstick, and Evil Dead 3, like Army of Darkness, everyone, you know, as it's called, would be more like a action-adventure fantasy comedy with some horror.
Yeah.
When I was a kid and I saw the second one, I got so excited when he, you know, got suited up, put the chainsaw on.
Oh, yeah.
I remember standing up going, yes!
What about when
exactly like that?
Yeah, I probably did.
He's just like sawing his arm off, and you're just like, "What's going on?"
So
ended on that big cliffhanger, and
oh my god,
that cliffhanger killed me. I'm like, "What's going to happen next?"
Come back.
What's the premise of the new Evil Dead movie?
They're supposed to be in a high rise in a building
in L.A.
Okay.
And then a bunch of stuff happens, and
they find an Necronomicon in the depth of the apartment building.
Yeah.
So
okay.
The demons are going to run loose in the city instead of out in the
LA. Yeah.
We haven't put the demons out in space yet.
We haven't. Not yet. Don't give them. Don't you give time. But
give it time. They're gonna run into grandma to do everything else.
They're going with another female protagonist, so that should be interesting.
Oh, are they really?
That's what it sounds like, because from the plot synopsis, like
three chicks living in an apartment building or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Well, good.
Definitely a lot different from the other movie.
That's good. This one probably be a little. It's already gonna be probably a little campier than because the remake, the reboot. I like call it a remake. I call it a reboot because there's a lot of tip of the hats to the originals in that movie.
Right.
Well, yeah, it mostly resembles the first Evil Dead.
Yeah. I also I thought that it was just a completely dark movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like oh, yeah. it was beautiful. I mean, like I'll tell you, I love the score of the reboot a lot. And when I saw it in theaters, the scene where all that blood's coming down from the sky and like oh, you know, there's blood everywhere and all that stuff. The first thing that went through my mind, and any metalhead knows what rain and blood. Like if I like the way they did it, but if it would have been me, I know where I would have put the drums. It would,
right.
You know, and it would just like this whole thing, and it just comes down and just. I mean, come on. Right. Come on now.
From the last read of Sky.
Yeah, there we go.
I've seen them so many times.
I love Slayer, man. If my voice isn't so fucked up, I'd do a pretty good Tom Araya. But
well, probably better than Tom Araya can do Tom Araya now. He's
I don't know, man. When I saw him on the last tour, he did pretty good.
I was say he's still all right. He's not Hetfield level yet.
Well, no. I saw that in like sure. 2019. That's the last time I saw him. Right yeah. before they went on their so-called farewell tour.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they're not coming back anytime soon.
Or at all.
Nah, Tom Araya's done, man. He's done. He's had so many fucking problems. Yeah, dude, he can't fucking headbang like he used to. That was the weirdest thing for me, because I hadn't seen him since...
Kenneman.
Since before his neck surgery, his back surgery and stuff, and they told him that you can't swing your head around like you used to anymore, and he's just like, but that's just what I do. and then seeing him... And then seeing him live this last time with Ministry and Primus and Phil and the Illegals, like it's kind of weird because he's just like standing there and he wants to fucking move, but like he just can't. He's just stiff. But he's still. I tell you what though, I never got teary out at a fucking metal show before. The end of that when he's thanking everybody in the crowd. Thanks for being a part of my life and you know allowing me to be a part of your life. All that shit. You're going, yeah, man. Yeah, well, no more Slayer, man. Like you go into that show, everybody's like, yeah, and then like a thousand, like you know, over a thousand fucking like sad metalheads walking out the door, like just yeah, it's over, like, man. It's done.
You're
like,
playing a ballad.
Well, do what?
So Slayer starts playing a ballad.
Yeah.
About Satan raping like the world or something. But no, like the interesting thing is, I got to see Slayer with Henneman, and then afterwards, I got to see them without Henneman, and then they had like that dedication show to him that I went to. I'm like, wow, this is sad.
Yeah, man. Henneman was one of the best. Yep. You know what I really love? I love how he went from Evil Dead to Slayer because because you can literally, it's like the 10 degrees of like Kevin Bacon. But you can always bring him back to Slayer. Always bring him back to Slayer. You know, I tell you what I taught my kid. So, speaking of Slayer real quick, we'll get back to the initial like topic. But like we drive around. My son's he's on the spectrum of autism, so he's got a lot of sensory issues. And his sister, she has her things about her too. She's got Asperger's stuff. Her sensory issues are horrible when it comes to loud noises. She has to wear headphones and stuff a lot of times because she can't deal with it. Now, Dax, driving around with me, he's kind of gotten used to it where he actually likes it now. The kid fucking headbangs and shit. Well, I teach him what bands are on the radio, and he likes it loud and fast. And I was like, all right, but I'm going to play this for it. I put in Slayer. I was like, this band's called Slayer. And he goes, Slayer? And I was like, yeah. I was like, but you don't just say Slayer. You scream Slayer. And so anytime that I'm like, hey, we're listening to Slayer, and he like screams like, you know, Slayer. And I'd be like, what are we listening to, you know? Well, the other day I was on the couch. I wasn't feeling too great, and he was saying something. I was watching Slayer videos, and I was like, you know, this is Bubby. And he's like, who? And I was like, it's Slayer. And he's like, Daddy, you don't just say Slayer. That's and then he screamed Slayer in my face, and he headbanged me. It was a proud moment. Always because Ben was Slayer.
That's funny.
Yeah. Anyway, but
that's adorable.
Yeah. Yeah, there's this happy little metalhead moments, you know, being a parent and everything.
The one thing I know they wouldn't do it, but the one thing I would love for them to do is after this movie, do a movie not based off of the TV show, but some of the people from that TV show in the next movie. That would have been cool.
Yeah. I like how you worded that. It'd be cool if they did a movie and then a movie.
They didn't even know that they were going to do another Evil Dead movie. So one of those things where it's just like, it's too late to like think about it now, but maybe if they do another Evil Dead movie, they have like some of the actors from that TV show being in the next movie.
That would be cool. It would make sense too.
It's something to think about, but they're probably not going to do it.
Probably not. I mean, no, because anything that we want them to do, they're not going to do.
Well, no,
we're only the fans. We're only the fans. They don't care.
Well, no, they're not WB. WB hates their fans, but Evil Dead actually like cares about their fans. And Sam Raimi,
I would say so.
The only reason why he's probably around still is Sam Raimi's like, he literally is like, it's because of you guys that I do this stuff.
Yeah. This is the only reason why he's around now. He hasn't. I can't do this anymore. You're the only reason. Stop it. What's he talking about?
Rumors about Ash showing up in the new Doctor Strange movie.
I heard that too.
I read that rumor. Yeah.
Like he was supposed to be in the last Mortal Kombat too, and that never happened.
Yeah, so we'll see. I mean, Sam Raimi is the director, and you know there's going to be some like Easter egg or like cameo from like
So that might just be a rumor. That's probably how it got started, because anytime Sam Raimi's in something,
But you know what they need to do, and this would just be great. This is what they need to do, is they just need to have Ash, like kind of like Where's Waldo in every movie that comes out. Like just have like it could be a rom com. It doesn't fucking matter. Like he's sitting in the back of a diner. Right. All you see is like the back of his head and a chainsaw, and he's like sipping coffee. Like, but no, it doesn't make a point to you know that to me would be great. That would be Bruce Campbell can keep being Ash and not have to do much. Right. Just walk. Just stand there. Just be there. Yeah,
I mean, they could totally do something like that for Doctor Strange. Just like, you know, have Doctor Strange walk by somebody. And it's just like, wait, what? He's like, yo, or something like that. Something nice to say.
Nice cape, bitch.
Yeah. So, yeah, something like that. And just like, that's the only thing. That's the only time that you see him, and then that's it.
Because like, that would right be through a portal, or they could have the Necronomicon and. What do you call it, Doctor? The Santa.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's going to be. Sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's going to be like a cameo. Because you already have like.
I don't want to get my hopes up about it. Then.
I mean, they said the movie's going to be 2.5 hours. I'm just like, well, you have to factor in all the fucking cameos they're going to have, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
I tell you what, though, there's a movie that I would love to be made. I don't think it'll ever happen now. So the graphic novel or something would be really cool. But people always talk about putting Ash in other franchises and all this shit like we were just talking about.
Yeah.
But what if they had a buddy comedy kind of vibe with Ash and Reggie Bannister from Phantasm movies?
That'd be interesting.
Or because there's so many different ideas I've had in my head for like the perfect like ideas for like shit like okay, either they're friends but they're not friends, like they meet each other, they've crossed, you know, portals and stuff, because both movies deal with really weird shit that has to do with that kind of shit.
And Frenzy kind of made the last Phantasm movies, like
yeah, like
Because they weren't great, but I mean, they were funny because of him.
Yeah. I like them. I like them all. But
I'm just saying.
I get you, yeah. But I think that would be an interesting movie because the way Reggie is, where he's like, he thinks he's Rico Suave and he always strikes out. But, like, you know, he kind of makes some mistakes.
Oh, my God. I can see his helmet working so well.
Ash is the same way. He's always trying to get laid.
Yeah,
he always fucks some shit up. Yeah, like, it would be perfect. They'd be ahead, they'd be against each other, but and they'd, like, they'd end up everywhere. They'd end up fighting, do, like, some kind of They Live fight or some shit. And then at the end of it, they come together to fight, like, you know, the tall man and, you know, the deadites and shit, like, all at once. Like, tell me, somebody needs to make that a graphic novel. That gives me a hard-on. Jesus Christ.
Paging Sam Raimi, you have your next graphic novel idea right there. Go.
Because, like, tell me that wouldn't be cool. Tell me that wouldn't be badass. That would be
fucking cool. Yeah, well, I mean, they had an Ash versus Evil. Evil Dead versus, like, Predator, Aliens and Predator.
Yeah.
I was just picturing, like, the poster again. And you know how sometimes they have, like, quotes and reviews on the sides of the posters? Well, I was just picturing, this gives me a hard on as one of those reviews.
But I mean, that shows and everyone has their quotes. That'll be your quote. This gives me a hard on, Chuck Nasty.
Yeah. See, once we start doing better with this, when we have, like, our own little, like, sections, okay, when we get better and we'll have our own sections, and, like, we'll just have, like, the happy hard-on, like, minute with
happy hard-on.
Me reviewing movies, I give it 2 boners. Way up.
And we put, instead of the stars, a little picture of a hard cock or a limp cock. If you don't like it,
just 2 floppy dongs.
Two throbbing hard ones.
I just have a random friend over here that just, like, smack in the face with a dildo.
Oh my God.
I just need to get that clip from Orgasmo and we'll put it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Every time.
Oh, there you go.
That's a movie from the past. Shit, that movie. Wow. That was a movie, all right.
That was a good one.
With people.
I'm not queer or nothing, but unicorns are cool.
But see, the problem is when I put those graphics in, I'm going to have to do a Google search for hard dick, limp dick. One of my search history gets out.
Like, your wife's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, right.
Why are you looking at cocks?
And that's when they start the therapy sessions.
This whole other thing.
He tries to tell us for the show.
You can just say that you're never nude. For anyone that's never watched, like, Arrested Development, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I know what we're talking about.
I've been watching a lot of that lately. That show's fucking hysterical.
It's a good one.
God. It's called Arrested Development. It's got insanely talented cast of people. David Cross. David Cross is, like, probably one of the best people in that show.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a good comedian.
Imagine that, 4 dudes talking about 2 limp dicks down cleared the room. Imagine that. Okay, no backyard wrestling and no limp dick talk. Yeah.
People leave. Let's get back to the Evil Dead wrestling phantasm, Evil Dead bong bong smack in the face. Talk.
Smack in the face of the dildo. Smack back.
That was like, oh, this guy's fucked up. Wow. It's a switch.
You ever heard of Evil Bong? This is Evil Dong.
Evil Dong. Evil Dong 2. The throbbing.
God. Ford.
Get a box. So. Call it the Vein Collection.
The main vein set. He's a robot.
Who is it? Andrew, you're a robot.
No. Yep. Andrew's Mr. Roboto again. I'm Mr. Sato, Mr. Roboto. God, I hate that band. I hate Styx. Jesus Christ.
What are you doing, Bender?
What the hell do you do? What happened here?
Are you okay? Is everybody okay?
I think so.
All right. He's getting tired. He's fading fast.
No, I'm just crying over here. I'm laughing so hard. I needed that.
This episode will just be called Rest in Peace, Andrew. Really throw people off. He died because he cried too much.
I'm laughing. Okay, so several things we can't talk about it or we'll lose viewers. Back right on the other thing, and then apparently we'll think of something else.
I'm sure.
Lord. I mean, I don't know why we don't have like millions of like followers at this point.
I think it's funny.
I think we're a great team.
Exactly.
We're just not very good at staying on task.
Right.
We work well with others.
I'll stay on task.
They did the job really well, just in different moments.
They're slow, but they get
there.
We're talking about Evil Dead, and then it went to Slayer, and then back to wrestling, and then painted dicks. Like, what?
Slatanic dildos.
Yeah, let's not end on that note.
God. When do we want to end on that?
We're okay.
I got so many stupid ideas in my head.
Two things happen. One thing is we try to get Andrew to sign up for Shudder.
Yep.
And the other is we talk about a segment for Chuck Nasty. I think that always comes up. I think last week it was a movie review.
Oh.
And it's always along those lines. So at some point, you're going to get a segment in the middle or the end of the show.
Okay.
Called the baby.
Sounds good to me. It's a good idea.
We'll spin a wheel with a bunch of different movies on it.
There we go. See, that's a good idea. That's a good idea.
They'll all be ones that trigger you.
Oh yeah, it'd be perfect. No, that's a great idea. Seriously, put whatever you want on there. But the first beware,
Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2022, and you'll be like,
oh god, not that one. I refuse to even talk about that anymore. God damn, I never seen a movie stir so much shit.
Love that movie.
Hey, it came out.
I watched it again recently, and still love the fuck out of it. So, you know, anybody that didn't like it, I love that. I thought it was good. I'm not flipping you all off. I'm flipping the viewers if you don't have off.
You don't have off. We just have less viewers, though. We have negative viewers.
We have no one now. We're like negative 30. So, like, you were going to have this many people watching, and then you decided not to have that many people watching. Let's talk more about floppy dongs and Satan. nothing gets the views going more than fucking and fucking hard objects and Slayer. It all comes back to Slayer. See, penetration. Penetration. It all goes back. It all goes back to penetration. That's the name of the episode.
There's the title.
It all goes back to penetration.
Well, it's funny because we're talking about Evil Dead. There's literally like tree rape, so it's technically all in the theme.
It does work,
wasn't
it? Yeah, was there that many?
Yeah.
Well, and the remake, that was a pretty brutal one, and then the first one, the
tree rape in the reboot, that was just straight up like, wow, that's really
that one was brutal. The one this is the bad thing is the one in the original. The way it's done when you first see it, you laugh a little bit because you're like, oh, that's really fucked up. And then after you get into it and you realize what all is going on, you're like, this is no longer funny. I feel bad for this woman.
Yeah, I just feel bad for her.
Yes, God,
I know exactly.
You know exactly what's going on. You're just like, wow.
Everybody in the theater I was at when that scene was coming up in the reboot, you heard the same sound from every chair. Oh, because everybody knew what was getting ready to happen, and it's like, because everybody was wondering, like, you heard everybody talking about, like, how are they going to do that scene, because there was rumors that they were going to put that in there, and Jesus Christ, it's like, all these people had just leaned up in their seats going,
See, so it's all thematic people, because there's rape in Evil Dead by a tree, so all this talk about stuff, see, it's all themed.
Oh, so are we on YouTube? Where are we shown on?
We're gonna be banned.
We're everywhere.
Okay. I don't think we're allowed to say rape on YouTube.
Oh hell, we'll kick that out. Tonight's the night.
YouTube. Oh wait, what?
Thanks for not saying that word and clarifying that.
Yeah, I don't know why I just did that. I'm sorry.
Or maybe we could just say fuck Al Gore, the inventor of the internet.
Canceled! Canceled!
We're gonna cancel you.
You know what not to call the episode.
We're called the video store clerks. We cancel ourselves.
Wait. Can the title of the episode be "We're not canceled yet?" Question mark.
No, we don't need to. We don't need to make that a thing because certain people will watch it just for that name. No, we don't need to be bringing that kind of juju around. I think we're just gonna leave that one on the back of the toilet, let it get dropped off. That's
David dying over there.
Let's just let that crusty hang, okay? Let's not roll that pool yet.
Oh, God.
Get it? Because it's shit.
We can't do this more than once a week. I'll die.
Yeah, don't go. Don't end up back at the hospital. We don't want that.
Right?
For all we see in 1995, our brother Dave over here will be, he'll be healed. I tell you, we'll heal this boy.
Hey, the power.
Healed by the Tebus. Boom. More than canceled.
We clear the room again. We're clear.
Yeah. How many more things can we like, you know, drop a bomb on that would really just piss anybody off that wouldn't normally come here? You know, consider that we have the equivalent of like AA for like people who like to laugh. You know, I'm Chuck. I have a problem. I make offensive jokes.
Well, at least you're not making any like jokes about certain groups of people.
Right? Yeah. No. Yeah. We're not. We're good. We're
in the trap house. I'm not.
Yeah.
There are lines that we will not cross.
We don't do lines anymore. Used to.
Well played there. That was a while ago for me too.
I mean, lines of movies. Darkman 3, that was good.
Oh, whatever. There's other stuff on YouTube. They haven't been banned. Then, yeah.
Are we still there? Let me check.
How many viewers do we have?
What?
So does Andrew's desk look like Scarface's?
Yeah. Mounds of like.
Still going. Let's not push our luck, though. We're still alive everywhere.
We're still alive. We're doing it live. Fuck it.
We're doing it live.
We're doing it live.
Follow us in case we get kicked out.
Yeah. Oh. Real quick, since we're like holding on, totally on a tangent and like going away from Evil Dead, like, you know, every 5 minutes, we have to remember that it was like was the anniversary of was it his birthday or the death day of Odorous Urungus, Dave Brockie.
He has his death day. He died.
Yeah.
Yesterday, 2013.
It was yesterday. Yeah. So just. I'm not having any alcohol beverages tonight, but Mountain Dew, you know, raise him up for old Brocky, man.
Hey, fucking Brocky would drink Mountain Dew. I'm sure he would be drinking Mountain Dew.
Yeah, he would. I met him one time. I didn't realize it was him I met until later on.
I mean, he's apparently just like an average looking guy without all the makeup.
Yeah, no, like you wouldn't even know that was Odorous.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, he goes in a complete character. Like he's the guy was a fucking genius. He really fucking was.
Yeah, and they were from Virginia.
Yeah,
I didn't know that until years later. I'm like, they're from Virginia? What?
Yeah, and then they I remember when they did the whole memorial thing. That's on YouTube. Actually, you can watch it. They gave the Odorous bodysuit and shit. They did it like a burning burial on sea kind of thing.
Well, yeah, I guess he wanted to go out like a Viking.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I'd never seen so many metalheads cry before, besides the Slayer show.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, like it was. That's still one of those sad ones, man. Still one of those sad ones.
But not to segue too much, but
go ahead.
I'm excited for the tour they just announced. Like, who wants to party like it's fucking year 2000s? Mudvayne, Rob Zombie, and
Static X with Espedope singing.
I'm unsure about that one, but everything else sounds.
I would go to that. That'd be interesting. Yeah. Who was the other band?
Mudvayne, Static X, Rob Zombie.
Yeah, there's one other band.
Yeah, they probably don't care. Oh well, Powerman by 1000. That's right.
Oh yeah, they don't count. They suck. I'm pretty sure that's why Rob Zombie finally agreed to let his brother go on tour with him. They didn't have a number one hit out now at this point in time. But back then, they had that Let the Worlds Collide song.
They're just going to play When Worlds Collide for 45 minutes along with Cars.
Well, that would be horrible.
They can play that album in its entirety and be fine.
Oh yeah,
that's the only thing. But but Rob knows that, okay, you can go on tour with me, but you're opening.
of course he's going to open for him.
I mean, I wouldn't let my little brother fucking go anywhere besides him. Especially with Spider.
For a Rob Zombie thing like that, it's going to be affordable. Everyone knows that Rob Zombie doesn't like to gouge his fans, thankfully.
Yeah, no, that he still gets one hell of a show. Like, always, I mean, yeah, I'd like to go see that show. Unfortunately, I don't know if it's coming anywhere near here or not, actually. But
it's coming to Bristow or Jiffy Lube Live, the dumbest fucking name in existence.
Jiffy Lube Live.
That's literally the name of the venue. Yeah, exactly.
That's literally what happens here every night after the show.
Just lose more viewers when we started talking about something interesting again.
Let's touch on masturbation now.
We're hanging on to this one view. We'll see what 53 minutes long. Let's see what it takes.
They're not even really watching.
They have us on mute. They're just trying to be supportive. They just feel bad for us and just have it playing. Yeah.
It's really nice of this insane asylum to let these guys talk to each other.
Yeah, right.
It's like, this is the podcast that never ends. We keep it a nail on. Fuck.
Andrew's proving it.
Keep on alienating all of our fans. Some people started watching it. Holy fuck, what am I watching?
I alienated all over her. I don't know why.
You ever watch The Whitest Kids You Know? You ever seen that show?
Oh yeah. Love yeah.
I'm gonna grape you in the mouth. Did you say I'm gonna grape you in the mouth? That's pretty close to rape. Why would you say such a thing?
Oh damn!
I'm gonna grape you in the face.
How is it not illegal to say this shit? Like, he was so clever about his humor, the comedy was.
Wow, it sucked when Trevor died. Man, that really sucked.
He was only 40 something. He was really young.
Yeah, he wasn't. He wasn't that old. Yeah, man, that really sucked because he was really fucking.
The Lincoln
hilarious.
Skit though. Oh, shit. Oh, now you fucked up.
You done fucked up. You done fucked up.
What you gonna Mr. do President. Now, John Winston? Shut the fuck up, John Winston. Like, it's stupid as shit, but like funny as hell.
Doesn't he beat him to death with a shoe or some shit?
That was Wayne's World.
Well,
I think it was. There was something like, yeah, there was something like that on there.
I think they got the idea from Wayne's World, though. Oh, my face. It hurts.
Oh, God. My fucking
mine, side. Too.
I love this show.
All right. See, I would watch this.
I would, too.
Oh, well, yeah.
Especially on the right occasion.
Dave, you look like you're doing rails off whatever's in front of you. That's what it literally just looks like.
Yeah, I looked like that. I did that last week, too.
It's like, my nose won't go running.
I'm trying not to be gross, but blowing my nose like that's going to be the thing that loses viewers, right? But it looks like I'm down there doing a fucking line.
We all just need to be doing that.
Especially because I'm laughing every time.
Yeah, that's right.
That was a fun time on here. So, yeah, Evil Dead's fun. Good movie. Thanks for watching. Join us next time when we don't talk about something else.
We touch bases.
Yeah.
We come around.
Next time we might talk about
Slayer.
Oh, we're guaranteeing us talking about Slayer. Gonna make a point of it now.
And Andrew getting Shudder.
Yep.
No, that's the grand finale.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
We spoiled our own show.
Spoiling plot points here, Dave.
What are you screen right now?
What's happening?
Or comicbookmovie.com that basically has every wrong like rumor possible.
Yeah. I don't think people care enough about us yet to like care about rumors. Hey, did you hear that Chuck actually is a serial killer? Killed multiple people. No one cares. No one cares.
Well, no, but that's when we'll start getting fans. It's like, so is Chuck seeing anybody? And you get all those creepy fangirls.
Well, it's like on Last Action Hero where the guy's like, he goes to the real world and he's like, shoots a guy. And he shoots a guy that's like some homeless dude. And he's like, I just killed a man and I did it on purpose. And then you hear somebody go, shut up.
That movie was great. It's super like self-aware, but to the point of being absurd.
I was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Rubber Baby Bobby Bumpers. Ha! You didn't know I was going to say that, did you?
Yeah. Freaking Jack the Ripper, but he turns out to be like some like different person altogether.
We gained viewers to talk of me doing lines under the table.
are we going through a drug demographic? Is that who our watchers are?
Maybe.
Next week, Robert Downey Jr. movies.
Where we discuss all the Iron Man movies.
Yeah. And if we have time, we'll talk about all the Michael J. Fox films from the 80s. By the way, is anybody not a fan of The Hard Way?
That's a good movie.
It is a good movie, actually. And that is one of my favorites. That was funny. What was that? Was it Big City Nights or whatever the fuck that was it was in?
Bright Lights, Big City?
Yeah. Hey, Big City Nights. That's a Scorpions.
Big City Nights.
Scorpions.
The Scorpions. Come on, man.
They're still around. They're still
fucking Fuck yeah, they are. They're like you know, cold. Speaking of old rockers still kicking ass, last night I found out that about an hour and a half away from where I live, Judas Priest and Queensryche were there, and nobody told me. I had no fucking idea.
Oh, man, that sucks. That sucks that you didn't know about it, because like, I heard the tour is pretty badass.
Well, also, Cannibal Corpse was in the same area last night, or the other night, or whatever, and I don't know how I didn't see anything. I don't know.
Then you're just like, come on, people, you're supposed to fucking tell me this shit.
See them for sure.
Yeah, like the Judas Priest thing that sucked about that is like years ago at Ozfest, it was Priest Slayer and Superjoint and all those bands. Black Sabbath. Well, the people love Superjoint. But the people I was with didn't like Priest. And I had never seen Sabbath or Priest, and I was looking forward to the Priest, but everybody was fucking leaving me. So we were in the parking lot.
Like Judas Priest?
I don't know. It started raining, so it took a while for it to start. So everybody wanted to just go back and do a bunch of underage drinking. So that's really what it was. That really what it was. So in the parking lot, as we're getting into the vehicles, I hear the opening of Electric Eye, and I was a very salty, grumpy, younger version of myself for a while. I got into a bad fight with like everybody in the car. I was like, motherfuckers, blah, blah, blah. The bad thing is, every time the Priest has come around since then, I miss it. Pisses me off. And also, what was it? Oh, yeah, I had two other friends that were there that I didn't realize were there. Who were like, man, you could just rode back with me. I would have dropped off at the hotel or whatever. I didn't know this. Yeah. So I missed Sabbath and Priest and never got to see either one of them. It's kind of sad for me. Makes me want to cry right now.
Tear. CGI tear.
A tear.
CGI tear. Tear.
Right. Here I go again.
what? Here I go again on my own. Bun, dun. Fuck that shit. I like scorpions. I don't like none of that white snake, white shark, white lion, white lines, whatever. Like people.
Yeah. Oh no, that's gonna be the thing.
That's just me.
I got quiet. Quiet right at that part.
Yeah, fuck all that shit. Scorpions are good though. And Slayer.
No, you're saying it wrong. Slayer.
Yeah, I can't scream right now. Seriously, I know. Smoking cigarettes.
That sounds like a personal problem.
Well, right now I'm like the fact that like I've been trying, like I've been like writing on my phone all day to my kid, like, hey, try not to talk. Of course he does everything. Of course he does. He does everything. He does everything in his power to make me get mad and have to yell.
Oh yeah, of course.
Don't be yourself.
Yeah.
Try not like, to tell.
Yeah. It's like
I never tried that before. Does that work?
Can you just please be quiet for daddy? Like, or can you just please like just listen to daddy too? Because I'm having trouble talking. So if I could just. Oh, it does, because immediately he thinks, that, oh, well, daddy doesn't want to talk too loud, that's so I'm just going
right?
I'm like, hey, you little monkey on acid, can you please do what daddy says? Oh, yeah, children are such monkeys on acid, man, they really are. I mean, you got to train them just like a regular monkey on acid.
Can that be the can that be the new title of the episode, Monkeys on Acid?
What was the first title we had?
The penetration something.
It all starts with penetration. It all starts with penetration.
Monkeys on Acid. It all starts with penetration. There you go, goodbye,
There's you know, it's a shame I don't have like a really fucked up side project band. There's so many great title ideas.
I mean, just listen, the last few Rob Zombie albums have literally sounded like crazy side projects.
Yeah, they're really like strange. That last one's good, but
oh yeah, the last album's fucking great. Like when like, that happened, and just
I don't out of nowhere. I don't understand why anybody like wants to have a super ass long title like that. Like, do you remember when Alanis Morissette put out like her second major album, and like it literally was like her second or third album, and the name of it was literally as long as like a book.
Then you clearly like, haven't listened to Fall Out Boy. All their damn songs are literally like a paragraph long.
I don't listen to Fall Out Boy. I don't know if you're shocked by that or not, but
no. So the Panic! At the Disco songs, the early stuff is like super long names.
Yeah, it's true. And I do like some of their stuff just because it's catchy.
The best title for a second for a follow up album was by Garbage. Garbage 2.0.
There we go. That's a good one, too.
Straight to the point.
Rocky 1, Rocky 2, Rocky 3, Rocky 4. Rocky
yeah. 5. Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like What?
Hmm? Like one, two, three, four.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I mean, he had like a side name, but it was only usually one word.
Yeah, there's no need to have like six paragraphs for a title. I mean, I like long titles. We have long titles, but like long song titles are fine. Just not.
Not for the album, because you're like, did you get that new album? The one. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Menstruating whales with a giant penis and plastic dong on their head with five tentacles in their asshole. Did you get that one yet? Was that a good one? Wait, I forgot. What was the title of that again? I forgot the title name. Can you tell me? Oh, yeah, it was the one with the big floppy. Yeah, see, no.
big floppy penis.
Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
Oh, shit.
Okay, petition for the new title of the episode to be Everyone Wang Chung Tonight.
I don't know, that could be copyrighted.
I mean, fuck yeah.
That'll be the thing that does it then.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah.
You know, we'll have our first copyright strike from YouTube on us.
Yeah.
Oh, well, shit. We talked about the scorpions and shit.
Scorpions! It's okay. It's all right. Everybody's free to talk about the scorpions.
I think I see those fucking words every time I upload a video. Copyright claim, copyright claim, copyright claim, copyright claim, copyright claim.
Let's just not mention the painted people that sing the happy music.
The painted people that sing happy music? The fuck kind of shit are you talking about? Happy people, the painted up people with that sing happy music.
Hey, yeah, there's a customer.
Well, you know, I'm not gonna, you know, kiss the fuck.
This job would be great if it wasn't for the fucking customers.
Okay, Randall.
Which one? Yeah. You mean the one that had a comic book too? Not the ones that play out in Vegas and beat on fucking big drums that have water on them.
Oh, fucking, yeah. The Blue Man Group.
The Blue Man Group. Oh, my God. That's the
first thing that popped in my head where he said painted people playing music.
What about Ghost?
God, freaking Ghost. I love Ghost. Hey, this is a
ghost. I thought you said goats.
Ghost.
No, man, Ghost, I want, they're one of those bands that I want to like. They've got a couple of songs that I've heard in the past, are okay, but
think about it.
They're a little bit more in a way.
Well, yeah,
like I just get kind of, I don't do operatic shit real well. And I don't know. Sometimes it kind of annoys me. But I mean, I think I'm slowly but surely getting there. I'd rather listen to Ghost over fucking King Diamond, so.
That's where we start getting the hate mail.
Yeah, because I'm sorry. I'm not a guy that listens to King Diamond or Mercy.
Well, no. I've tried. It's the metal elitist. Oh, if you don't like King Diamond, you suck or something. I'm like, well, I guess I suck because I don't like King Diamond.
Well, a friend of mine once said that King Diamond is kind of like the ABBA of the Satanic Church. So.
Oh, shit. It really is. Yeah, it's like so and scary, but literally that guy is probably super nice.
Yeah, he said to be really nice, but I don't know. I just, everybody's all, I mean, he got a really good stage show, whatever, but his voice annoys the living shit out of me. It's like, I love Rob Halford. He gets about as high as I want in vocals, and he has a good singing vocal too, where it's like kind of deep sometimes. King Diamond is constantly like, hey, wait. It's shut the fuck up. Give me a minute. Just give me a fucking. It's like, I like old Cradle of Filth. I like Cradle of Filth stuff. But it's like, if Danny Field didn't have those moments where he like would get down really low. And he was constantly, I was like, yeah. And just, it would seriously grate on my nerves. Like, I just, because it's really, like, if it's really short songs, it'd be one thing. But you have these big ass, long, epic fucking songs where for like 10 fucking minutes, it's just squealing. And I liked some of that shit, but I don't like it when certain people do it. I don't know. Somebody still, just
King Diamond cracks me up because there's a song. Yeah, I can't remember the name of the song. There's just literally a part like, "All hail Satan!
All hail Satan!"
You do that really well. I'm jealous. I wish I could get that high.
Thank you.
In vocal.
Head voice is a hard thing to work on. Like, it's one of those things that you literally have to work at for years.
I used to be able to do pretty high vocal.
People that don't know singing terms.
I used to do some higher vocal, but as I've gotten older and became more of a whiskey and cigarette smoker, I've got a lower voice. Right now it's lower because I don't have one right now.
Fun fact, Rob Halford stopped all the drinking and stuff, and so his voice recovered, because if you remember back, there was one point Rob did not sound great at all.
Certain parts. Mm-hmm. But so I just realized we went on a toll. Like, what's going on over here?
You're not allowed to rent here anymore.
Our only visitor, you just kick him out. God, no wonder nobody wants to.
None of the new releases, and asked me if we had any new movies in. What do you get out?
Well,
so all I got to say about that.
What an interesting turn of events.
Yep.
It's like, so speaking of Army of Darkness, what was your favorite part?
My favorite part had to be where he's trying to figure out the words to the book.
And so he
starts making up shit.
And he hopes that nothing hears it. Like, he's like, Yeah, I was thinking about that a minute ago. That's a good one.
It's like, Baratu, necktie.
I always like the little mini ashes whenever he breaks the mirror.
Yeah. Oh my god, the mini ashes are fucking amazing.
It's like Gulliver's Travel.
The Gulliver's Travels homage. Yeah. That movie has everything in it. It just literally does.
It's a classic, man. It's such a good one. That was one of those that my daughter's not a big fan of horror, but I was able to get her to watch that one. And she kind of dug it. So we went back and watched the Evil Dead 2 and shit. We kind of watched them backwards. She didn't watch the first one, just Evil Dead 2. Right. But yeah, it's so good. Army of Darkness is so much fun. It really is.
I feel like it's just a spoof of all the adventure movies. Because, like, yeah, Gulliver's Travels, and you had, like, the one man that can save everybody.
Is this guy that works at S-Mart?
Yeah, he's not too bright. But we still like him.
He's kind of an idiot.
I feel like how Lee Majors played his dad in the fucking show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit, he did. I forgot about that.
Nope.
Fucking Lee Majors.
I like the good Ash, evil Ash part when it comes down to, like, just the franchise. Mm-hmm. And favorite scenes.
Right.
Little goody two shoes.
Yeah.
I'm good at it. You're bad at it. Yeah.
After he chops him up and he's burying him, he's like, hey, what's that on your face?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
That cracks me up every time. I don't know why.
There's so many good little one liners in the fucking movie.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice.
I gotta say, though, that in the first one, I remember watching that, like, on USA Up All Night, and I started watching it about halfway through, and I never caught what the name of the movie was for whatever reason. And years later, when I got older, and I remember the ending, and I was like, this looks really fucking familiar, all this shit. And then one of my friends was like, oh, you have seen this movie. And I was like, kinda. I vaguely remember it. And it's just one of those I remember hanging out in the basement, watching movies, being freaked out, and then there was Evil Dead. And it changed my perception of everything.
Life.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, I think I got to get going so I can sleep.
Yeah, we're going to clock out for tonight, I think.
Yeah.
Normally, we'll be on Wednesdays. Wednesdays, 8:30-ish. We don't come and work on time, so.
Yeah.
I seem not to these days.
Dave's going to crash from his cocaine high, everybody.
Must be really bad.
I guess maybe we'll be sponsored by cocaine as well.
Pablo.
Sponsored by cocaine. It means Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola. It doesn't mean cocaine.
Cocaine Cola. That's how it got its name. Fun fact, in the 1800s.
Yes, and somehow our stream survived the whole evening.
Progress.
But now the government's in all of our technology.
I mean, they already are.
Wait, yeah, well, that's true.
Oh, shit.
Well, if you say enough red flag words, they just automatically, like, go, beep.
Guantanamo? 9/11? Iraq, Afghanistan, Russia.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus Christ. Serious shit.
That was our career, folks.
I think I just heard a toilet flush.
Beer. Joe Biden's running. I don't know what's happening here. Yeah, he has to figure out just like this.
That's the waters with politics.
I'm just going to tell you I got kidnapped by a black man with Kamala Harris.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, real quick, before we get out of here. So, did you hear about Ice-T getting robbed at a gas station?
What?
Yeah, so I said the same thing. It popped up and said Ice-T was, like, got robbed at a gas station. And when you read, when you read the whole thing, it said, Ice-T was pumping gas, and he said that he got when it happened, he was really nervous, really scared. He didn't know what to do. He couldn't stop trembling, so he called the cops. And he said the cops got there, and they calmed him down pretty much. And they said, "Do you know who did it?" He goes, "Yes, it was Pump 9." He got robbed.
Oh my god!
So it was an article, and it even says in the article that it's pretty much Ice-T making a dad joke.
Oh my god!
And it's great because again, body count's awesome too.
Right?
They are.
Body count.
Oh, they're putting a new album soon. I can't wait.
They put a new one out like every year now.
I know. He's getting old.
He's still kicking ass though.
Yep.
They're like, yeah, he is. Awesome. And Finn's still one of my favorite characters on Law and Order, man. Love Law and Order. Next to that hot piso, Mariska Hargitay.
Oh, with that in mind, I'm Dave.
Chet.
Andrew. We almost crossed the streams there, buddy.
No, cross the streams.
Give us a like. Give us a follow. Give us something. We're desperate. Basically, give us a follow so you know when we go live because we never show up to work on time.
Yeah, we don't want to turn any tricks either.
Speak for yourself.
Thanks, everybody. Good night.
This is Video Store Clerks. All movies. All the time. Welcome to the store.